From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. South Florida's Big Three era has come to an end. By now, Miami Heat fans have had a weekend to process the personal essay that ran on Sports Illustrated's website Friday, in which LeBron James announced that he's headed back to his home state to play for the Cleveland Cavaliers. WLRN's Kenny Malone says the LeBron story has always been a tale of two cities.
It was the best of times.
I mean, it's very tough.
It was the worst of times.
And this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach.
I love you, KJ! Thank you, Jesus.
That, of course, was the best of times in Miami. Here's audio from that same moment recorded by the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
To South Beach.
Sure, the Cleveland Orchestra plays a winter residency in Miami. But other than that, it's tough to find two major cities with less in common. The Rust Belt versus an international playground for the rich. And that comparison has been baked into the DNA of the LeBron James story all along. But Cleveland and Miami now have one more thing in common. Loving and losing LeBron James.
The wound is still fresh.
Greg Gelber has been a Heat season ticket holder since before Dwayne Wade was even on the team. And Jim Angelo?
I'll never forgive LeBron James.
He's one of my best friends and also one of the most tragically loyal Cleveland fans I know. Both of these guys were on our air in the last 4 years. Right before the Big Three's first NBA Finals, we checked in with Jim, who was still stewing.
The truth is, LeBron will go down as Cleveland's greatest sports villain. I'll always be the biggest fan of whatever team he's playing that night.
Fast forward to last Friday, LeBron James is going back to Cleveland, and the first texts I get are from Jim, and I'm more or less quoting here. Boom! This is amazing! I'm shaking! Here's Jim to defend his drastic change of heart.
I mean, ultimately, it comes from a place of desperation, and I'm willing to admit that, but when your entire life as a Cleveland sports fan is defined by heartache and disappointment, it's easy to forgive.
Miami Heat fan Greg Gelber, on the other hand, we first met this year, days before the Big Three's last NBA Finals appearance. He admitted he'd been spoiled and wasn't taking the regular season game seriously anymore.
The regular season of the Miami Heat is the preseason.
And the playoffs had become expected. On Saturday, Greg was still recovering from Friday's news. He said he was totally confused and shocked until he read this one line in particular from LeBron James' essay.
Miami for me has almost been like college for other kids.
LeBron James went straight into the NBA out of high school. Greg Gelber thought to himself,
okay, I get it. You know, we were the sexy girl that he's been, you know, hanging out with for 4 years, and now he's going to live the family life.
Which isn't to say Greg's cool with that explanation, just that everything makes sense now.
I feel used, and I think this city gave him a lot that I understand he appreciates and all that, but, you know, what about us?
And maybe this gets at the deeper-seated issue of why LeBron leaving stings so badly. South Florida has had to actively fight the so-called brain drain phenomenon to stop talented people from moving away. LeBron James admits this was his college. He learned how to win championships here, and now he's taking his talents away from South Beach.
I mean, I think it's about more than just taking the Cavs to the finals and hopefully winning the finals.
Cleveland fan Jim Angelo points to a different passage from LeBron's essay where he talks about other kids, like LeBron, who were born and raised in Northeast Ohio.
Maybe some of them will come home after college and start a family or open a business.
To Jim, that tiny line delivers the most important message.
You know, Ohio is a place that's worthwhile, and if I'm willing to go back there, you guys should consider that too. And it's a really poignant message too, because...
Because, just like South Florida, Cleveland has also had a well-documented brain drain problem. Two cities, two talent retention problems, but only one King James. Unfortunately, the math doesn't work out for Miami this time. But look on the bright side. Miami will always have Julia Tuttle, a Cleveland transplant. Miami was literally founded by stealing Cleveland's talent. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.